With the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season upon us, efforts are underway to mitigate damage from storms that scientists say are more frequent and intense. One of the best ways to do that is by restoring salt marshes along the coast, because salt marshes protect shorelines from erosion, reduce flooding, and protect water quality by filtering runoff. Kathy Carter from member station WUSF takes us to the Robinson Preserve along the Manatee River in Bradenton, Florida, where volunteers are taking the first steps to bolster this important coastal habitat.
About a dozen volunteers wearing rubber boots and slathered in sunscreen have come to this 600-plus acre park to plant salt marsh grass along new areas of tidal basin. Damon Moore of Manatee County's Parks and Natural Resources has gathered this crew at a marsh grass nursery created a decade ago at Robinson Preserve. He's nicknamed them the Rip Squad.
Okay, everybody. Welcome to Spartina Alterniflora Harvesting 101. So this first part is going to be the muddiest, grossest part, and then it just gets more and more fun after that.
Armed with shovels and large buckets, these volunteers are starting what's expected to be a 7-year-long process to create a mangrove forest designed to protect the area from the impacts of climate change. They march ankle deep into a mudflat thick with spongy muck. And someone jokes she's starting to feel like a creature from the Black Lagoon.
It's the swamp monster.
Beneath a bright sun, and with the occasional splashing of a jumping mullet fish, the group gets to work digging up bunches of grass, which they'll transplant to bare shoreline in another part of the preserve.
Like, individual shoots aren't going to survive, but a clump will.
And you're trying to get as many of the roots as possible, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's the idea.
Michelle Leahy of the Parks Department says this is dirty work. And because salt marshes contain a lot of decomposing plant material, it's pretty stinky, too.
They're certainly a very anaerobic environment with its own unique smells.
Establishing a new salt marsh is the starting point. In about a year, the plants will have grown enough to capture mangrove seeds that float in with the tides, giving Mother Nature a jumpstart on creating a system of hardy tropical trees. Similar restoration projects show how these habitats are the foundation of the coastal food chain. The plants feed small animals, which in turn feed larger animals such as birds, crabs, and fish. And the grasses greatly reduce pollutants in the water by filtering out excess nutrients and chemicals.
I found if you're already getting that muddy, you can work from the outside edges of these things. Just grab a whole bunch of them at a time and then shake them slow.
Damon Moore manages ecological restoration in Manatee County, and he says it may take 7 years to establish a mangrove forest, but when that happens, there'll be a big impact on the environment. Mangroves can mitigate climate change by offering protection from floods and buffering coastal communities from the full impact of storms, which have become more frequent and intense.
You can just look at the physical aspect of a mangrove swamp. There's so many roots going down into the ground to hold things into place. That's really important in storm surge situations where we have, you know, tidal flows where there aren't usually tidal flows. So it's a great opportunity to get more in here and bolster what we already have.
According to the Nature Conservancy of Florida and the University of California, mangroves prevented an additional $1.5 billion in direct damages to Florida from Hurricane Irma in 2017. Their analysis also found that just 100 yards of mangrove trees can reduce wave height by 66%. And Moore says mangrove, salt marsh, and seagrass also capture massive amounts of greenhouse gases.
The biomass within these things, they're pulling that carbon out of the atmosphere. It's stored in their root material, so it's out of the atmosphere and it's sequestered.
The volunteers mucking it up at Robinson Preserve say that's what makes this seagrass planting so important, the long game.
Drop it in.
We just drop in?
Mm-hmm. And then you just put the earth back. It works.
And even though all the environmental benefits created from this project may not concern one of its current occupants.
Oh, Maureen, you've got a little crab behind you. Don't move your foot.
Aw, he's so cute.
Yeah, we'll be mindful of him.
The volunteers keep on digging, hoping their work to protect the shorelines and the water takes hold. For Here and Now, I'm Kathy Carter in Tampa.